I'm Dave Mercer.
I'm Matt Pangrack.
And welcome once again to the Cull, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And I just want to throw it out there, Panger. Bucky's is the best bass fishing gas station on earth. Keep our call.
Keep.
All day. I mean, the fact that there's even an argument is ridiculous. For those of you who have not experienced Bucky's in your life, Panger, give us a little, what is a day at Bucky's?
Well, first of all, Bucky's spelled B-U-C-E-S. It's not like B-U-C-K. It's got a dash in there. It's a super gas station. And there's not that many of them. It's kind of like Christmas. It doesn't come around very often, but when it does, you take full advantage of it. And there are more and more Bucky's popping up around bass fishing destinations in Alabama, down in Texas. And when you pass one, you know, two things. They're going to have amazing deals on ice. They're going to have amazing and hot, both fresh and frozen meats and cheeses, beef jerkies. And they've got like 110 pumps at every Bucky's. And you know you will always have a pump to get gas at. I drove for an open at Louisville 19 miles out of the way, which would be 38 miles out of the way every single morning just to stop at Bucky's to get me in the right frame of mind.
I'll be honest. Free Bucky's. I mean, to me, it was a gas station. Gas stations are gas stations. But You go to a Bucky's and all of a sudden it changes. And I know what you're thinking. They're getting paid for this. We are not getting paid one dime for this. This is
lose a lot of money to Bucky's. I have the goods right here to prove it based on our pre-production, because Dave, you've never heard of the Bucky's Boudon Tenderloin. Never heard of that one, did you?
No. I've had a lot of the Bucky's brisket, but not that. What else you got here?
The Bucky's Gourmet Beaver Nuggets candle. I mean, that will fill a room with happiness.
Everyone loves beaver nuggets.
I have a plethora of Bucky's. I mean, look, I have a whole bag of Bucky's goods right here that I'm sending to a fellow angler to convince them that Bucky's is the best bass fishing gas station. Plus, we haven't even mentioned the fact that when you're towing, you got a rig. You got a long rig, a truck, maybe a topper on it, the boat, all that. How many times are you trying to get wedged into the angle? And then you find out that you're at the ethanol pump or it's the diesel pump. Someone pulls in, you got to wait. Bucky's, wide open spaces. It's like a country song, Dave. You could do donuts out there. There's so much room for activities and parking. Plus, most of the time, Bucky's in Bucky's.
What you mean the
yeah.
The character, Bucky?
Yes, look.
Met the character?
Look.
Oh, wow. There it is
right there. That's Bucky in Bucky's that I got to meet. Name another gas station where you get to meet a beaver.
No, there's not one out there. I mean, Bucky's is a state of incredible brisket. It's got from bathing suits to brisket to beer to ice to whatever you need. Bucky's has got it. And the more we say here, the more I think that we should be getting paid. But I think there is some reason why Bucky's is the way it is, because the owner of Bucky's is actually part of he's a Texas Parks and Wildlife Commissioner, loves bass fishing. So I believe that Bucky's.
Wait, the owner of Bucky's has another job?
Well, yeah. I mean, well, he's a Texas Parks and Wildlife Commissioner.
He's got to be a billionaire by now. Have you ever been to
Bucky's? Well, so was Dan Friedkin, but he was a Texas Parks and Wildlife Commissioner. It's good to be a Texas Parks and... Being a Texas Parks and Wildlife Commissioner, I think it's kind of like being on Yellowstone. Like, I think if you reach a certain level, you're like, as a matter of fact, I'm not just a billionaire, but I'm a Texas Parks and Wildlife Commissioner.
Okay.
I was trying to give him a compliment, but it is truly a guess. But who argues this? I mean, it is the only argument anyone can have is if you're from a part of the world that doesn't have one. I mean, it is truly gas pro shops, let's just say. I mean, you go there.
Oh, wow. Did you come up with that yourself? That's fantastic.
Just like that.
Gas pro shops.
I mean, maybe Bucky's will use it. Maybe we can get that bag of stuff you got for free or something.
It's like saying that a panther isn't majestic and you've never seen one. Then when you see one, you're like, okay, I see that. that's a majestic beast.
So you'll feel the exact same the first time you see Bucky's. And here's the other thing. They have billboards for at least 50 miles before you hit a Bucky's. So you have
if you're within 250 miles of a Bucky's, you know exactly how many miles it is till you get there.
It never sneaks up on you.
And that's not even to mention their bathrooms. If it does sneak up on you, I would recommend the Bucky's bathrooms as well. Each one is like a little fort inside, completely walled off, maximum privacy, incredibly clean.
The gift that keeps on giving. Bucky's, let us know what you think. Keep her call. Bucky's is the greatest bass fishing gas station on earth.
And if you're in there, little side note, and they yell like fresh brisket on the board, like everyone yells, then that's you have to immediately like rush to the middle of the store, because that means that some fresh brisket just came out and they're wrapping the sandwiches. So now you've got the hot ready sandwiches. Little tip. If you're like in the corner, like looking at bathing suits, and you hear that fresh brisket's on the board, go to the brisket section, because
well worth fresh. It. Yeah. Well worth it. Very fresh and very good. Unlike this show.